1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere, the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Usually on the last Thursday of the month, Melanie Soper from Star Relief for Pets joins me, but Mel, a little under the weather with the flu, so we'll get back to Melanie next month. WGCH Newsletter Time 7:52, and the fourth Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you doing today?
How are you, Tony? Good morning, and thank you very much for your invitation and being here talking to you.
All right, fantastic. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, you had your first vote as a first term a representative. How did that go?
Well, that was really great. Nice to see what I saw in the House. Basically, we voted in the four issues: the extension of the safeguard measures of the budget, the fiscal discipline, as we call it. And also the extension of the school lunches and some additional funding for special education and what we call it the bottle cap. But what is interesting to see, and for me as a freshman, was that you had people, members, representatives from both parties, some of them in the case of the volatility caps or the bond covenants would like to see the fiscal discipline measures extended for 10 years in both parties. You had division in both parties. Some people wanted 5, some members wanted 10 in both parties, as I said. But we reached an agreement. We reached an agreement and renew the safe measures just to give a sign to our constituents and to the markets for 10 years with a revision after 5. And we came all in an agreement of that. And in the House, we voted 144-0. The governor wanted 10 years. Some of us, I wanted 10 years too. But, you know, when I saw the increase of the rainy day fund from 3 billion to 4 billion, basically 3.2 to 4 billion. I think that was something to also consider.
Okay. All right. How about some of the bills that you either have introduced or sponsored? How are they coming along?
Everything is coming along very, very well in the committees, and I am very impressed how efficiently we in the committees move things up. There is an agreement again between both parties, Republicans and Democrats, where every bill has the right to be heard on public hearing and has the right to be drafted. And that is a very healthy system. We might not be in agreement with the concept bill, but we want to see the final draft and we want to hear what the people have to say. And that is very, very important. And those bills are moving very, very well. But I realize also that we introduce bills because people are asking us. And I have one bill, maybe it's not that important, but for me it's important, that I introduced that was what we call a course on financial literacy in the high school curriculums. And that bill, I introduced it because a high school student reached out to me and sent me all the information, the research that they had made regarding the needs that high school students have in terms of financial literacy. And I was very impressed with what other states were doing. And so that's why I introduced it, because a high school student asked me, and I think that I felt very proud of that. And the bill is moving very, very well. I found that the two other representatives submitted similar bills, so we consolidated the three bills, and in the Education Committee, both Republicans and Dems are very proud to see this moving forward, and I think it will come out as a committee bill as well.
All right, and then one more on housing affordability. What's going on in the House to help that?
Well, the governor is giving a great great opportunity to the communities, to move forward. He announced $600 million over proposal to invest $600 million over the next 2 years for affordable housing and to work for housing, and which I think that is given. We had been meeting. We had the four representatives from Greenwich had been meeting the senator and the three representatives to see how we can take advantage in our communities and in Greenwich specifically of these measures that the governor announced. On top of that, I believe that today or this week, most likely we will be seeing a committee bill in the housing committee, which will be probably the most important bill concerning or addressing housing affordability, which most likely will complement what the governor had announced. And again, here, giving opportunities to communities to build more housing for elderly, for workforce, for frontline workers, and for people that need affordable housing.
All right, and I'm sure you're following all the different affordable housing proposals, right, before the legislature, including to segregate Connecticut and Greenwich last night and others, right?
Absolutely, but what we are seeing, and especially in this bill that is coming in and what the governor has announced, that and what I perceive from my colleagues is that, we are giving you all these tools, including financial support, including extra points to qualify for moratoriums. Do something on your own terms. Do something on your own terms. So we are not seeing imposition into communities into how to build housing, but do something. And this is what we had a brief discussion last evening among the four representatives from Greenwich, and that's my position. What can we do? How we can in our communities move forward to building more housing for work for the workforce, for the frontline workers, and affordable housing. And I think that we have the tools. Greenwich communities have been doing a terrific job, an excellent job in Greenwich. The affordable housing plan, the affordable housing trust, also that had been put together and voted on the RTM by us, are excellent tools for us to move forward. But we have to do things. We have to move forward so we can comply with the mandates.
All right. State Representative Hector Arzino, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. And we'll talk again next month.
Thank you very much, Tony. Time is flying. And I haven't heard the traffic report today.
It's heavy.
Oh, my gosh.
As usual.
On the Mary 2?
But going northbound, you get a reverse commute. You're fine. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you, Tony.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
State Representative Hector.